say that the insects weren't as bad. What kind of insects did y'all have back then?
Flies, mosquitoes.
Did you have those kind of things that would light up?
Lightning bugs?
Yeah.
We still have them.
Okay.
We have those just for rain. And if they're close to the ground, it's going to rain. And they get up a little high, it's going to be clear.
Oh, really?
This is a piano stool that was at the church.
Oh, that's pretty.
And I made a table out of it.
Now, I didn't see these. These are the
stairs.
Go up to the
second. Yeah.
Did you have any on the outside? Did you ever see any houses that have on the outside? You call that a what? A stair?
I reckon stairs too.
Staircase?
Yeah, I've seen there's several houses in Hunan that has them on the outside. After they put them there, after they started renting out houses, you know, for now just like this, you could get upstairs. You have to come in the house. Well, they didn't want to have to come in the house, so they put them outdoors. And that porch is 60 by 13 upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah. Now, you call this the front porch.
That's the front porch.
Okay. And do you have any name for the upstairs part of it?
This upstairs porch.
I see. And what do you call this porch?
That's a south porch, and this is a north porch. I put some feed out there for my birds when it was so snow and all. And I put some, they come to the window. So I put some on top of the air conditioner, and one little mockingbird flew against it and killed himself.
Would folks ever call stuff like that a stoop or anything? Would you ever call that, folks ever say the back stoop or something like that? Never heard of that?
I've heard that word, stoop, but
yeah.
I don't know, would they call them stoops for steps?
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think it's something you had to stoop down and go under. Go to stoop. I may be mistaken about it.
Well, now, Ms. Wheeler, let's see. Did y'all always have the kitchen in the house?
Here.
Yeah. What about in your house you were born in?
Mm-mm. Why was that? I don't know. But you know what? We had to go down the steps, and we had the kitchen. And the Negro always lived on a place, and her house, her room was back of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And this kitchen, and she cooked it and brought it to the house, to the dining room.
Yeah.
Wasn't that trouble?
So,
This house had the kitchen, uh-huh, and it was back there.
Kitchen wasn't in the house by itself?
No, yes, it's out there by itself, out in the backyard. It wasn't all the way that was connected to the house. I have seen them connected to the house, but this wasn't connected. This was just out there, and you had to come out of the house and come in the house to get in the house. Had to come up some back steps.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was that way. We didn't have that way long. Mama says too much trouble. So then they built another room on the house.
I see. And well, so, it might have been for fire.
May so.
Yeah.
I see, 1, 2, 3.
Kitchens used to catch fire a lot.
Four.
What would they have connecting the kitchen to the house?
Seven. I don't know. Seven. That room had seven rooms. Look, honey, I went to they have a pilgrimage in Holly Springs. And I went to one over there. I went to three over there. They're all just alike. But I believe this was in Columbus. Natchez. No, this was in Columbus that I went to a pilgrimage. And two places had kitchens in outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just crazy to get out there and see it. But it was open. But it was built just like ours. It wasn't connected to the house. Now this house up here, when we moved up here in 1913, I believe, when we moved up here. That kitchen, that was an old house, but that kitchen was to the house. It had the kitchen, had the cook's